So we are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish Mem Dalet, which are the malachas that a non-Jew is allowed to do for a Jew on Shabbos, Davav Amit Aleph. We are by the words of the Ramah. The Ramah is going on the Mechaber and Sifhei. Mechaber had said that if a non-Jew was hired for a year or two to write or to weave a garment, he's allowed to do it on Shabbos as if he was Katzazimai. That he made up with him that he should write a sefer or weave a garment where he could do whatever he wants to. That did the nafshe. As long as they don't calculate him day by day and he doesn't do the work in the Jew's house. But Mechaber said, yes, Mishaiser, some say it's forbidden when you hire a non Jew for a certain amount of time. Hagah, Sodramah. Vidav Kishaschad al-Malach Miyuchedis. This whole discussion is specifically if you hired him for a specific work, you're going to beg it lerig, like to weave a garment, to save a lifter, but to write a sefer. But if you hired him to do all types of work that you need during the time of the employment, a butler or living or something like that, the kulam also says, according to everyone, is going to be forbidden. The commission is like we'll explain at the end of Simirish Mamzan. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Chav Tes. The Ramah qualified this machlekes specifically if it was hired l'malachim yuchedus to bezeh efshar. Now here it's possible shligil yisrael rabach that a Jew won't get a profit al dezeh through this or isim b'shabbos that the non-Jew doing on Shabbos, and therefore it's not a problem. Because maybe the Jew won't need so much weaving, so much writing. So every day is not so important. Whatever he was hired for all types of work, then this is very close to being definite. That tomorrow, Sunday, then they have to do something else. Then Cain, that's the case. Marviach Yisrael, b'mlechas in Yud b'Shabbos, the Jew is profiting by the non-Jew doing work for him on Shabbos. Therefore, even if you're not going to make a calculation day by day, us are still going to be forbidden. Sivkat and Lamed, that's what we said. But if you hired him l'chol malachas for all work, then according to everyone, that's us. Now, mitam is ever this reason. One has to protest on maidservants, which is the modern-day equivalent of like the livin, or someone that has to do whatever it is that you ask them to do around the house. When they do the work of their master on Shabbos, even if they're doing it not in the Jew's house, and not with the command of their master, they're hired for all types of work. And when they're doing it, they're doing it for the Jew who's profiting. When they do in the Jew's house, this is forbidden. Even if they're hired for a specific work, because now, like we mentioned, the Beveis Yisrael, it's forbidden. He forbids for the maidservant even to do her own stuff, her own malachas for herself in the Jew's house on Shabbos. By the reason because of those people who see. That people shouldn't say, oh, Malach HaShayisol, I see lights going on, I see things being done. Must be she's the living is doing it for the master. Well, Rabbi, if you're about Truma, the Malach HaShayisol, you know, for her own stuff, it's permitted. Now, but Daita is opinion, she got Rabbi Simcha Magdalza, even Rabbi Simcha would agree to the sanction of Dvar. How is that possible? So, the Prima goes, Meishav, Dvar Taz, and Shem, he resolves the words of the Taz, look over there. And how that makes sense. But Ba'im B'zebet Chaya Odom Kalal Samagdal, that he makes a compromise. He says, L'asaka N'shifcha B'gadeha, that for the maidservant to fix, let's say, her own clothing, Kulam Amut B'beis Ba'al Abayis. So someone comes in and sees she's sewing, but it's her own clothing. According to everyone, that would be permitted in the house of her owner, Shu Nikah Shem Alech Asas M'yayis, because that's recognizable that she's doing her own malocha. Ba'im Shem Oy Ma'ashikaz Ben Yizeh, a Jew who acquires the taxes, of which was a collectible by the government, by the king, and he acquires the rights to the taxes. And he now hires a non-Jew to receive the taxes on the Shabbos day. Mutra is permitted imhu b'kibaylis if it was with this contract of kablanus. The ainu that is, he's not paying him per hour. Shemuel, he tells him, when you collect 100 dinarim, I will give you this and this amount of money. Says Mishbaru Sivkat and Lamed Aleph. So a Jew that acquires the taxes, and then a maskele in Yehudi, and then he hires a non-Jew. So he says, Aloshan in a meduyik. The wording is not so precise. Ki akavon hu shesichas in Yehudi, not masker. Masker is used like a terminology of leasing. It means that he shesichas in Yehudi, he hires a non-Jew, say the Achrayim. So the Mechaber said, he hires him to collect the taxes on Shabbos. He says, mutter sivko lamed beis imhu b'kubaylas. If it's with kablonis, which is he tells him, look, you collect a certain amount of money, then you get, it's like a job, not per hour. So that's the Azshar Medina. Then it's permitted mikra din, like the case of giving the piece, the leather to the tanner, reishim and reishim and beis, which we'll see in the beginning of simon reishim and beis. Mutalitin lekumishkei sachama. You let it give the job as long as right before sunset, which is like the classic case of like the car mechanic, you give him a job to do, if he's getting paid for the job, because he's doing it for himself, because he could do the job whenever he wants to, he's getting paid for the job. He's not going to get, no more profit for it to be done at Shabbos, and he's not getting paid for those hours on Shabbos. So he's doing it for himself. And that's the same thing over here. The guy's collecting the taxes. Even though it's forbidden to tell him that to do it on Shabbos, as we'll see in Rishon Beis, you can't tell the car mechanic to give it in 20 minutes before Shabbos, and you say, oh, I want it ready Saturday night. That, even though it's for kablonis, would be forbidden. And that seems to be the case over here, where the taxes is giving him the rights to collect it on Shabbos. But moreover, that would milsa refahesia, where this here it's public, the guy's collecting the taxes, and milsa refahesia is also forbidden. To be done. So basically, you do like hell because here the business of collecting the taxes was known to everyone. Usually, you saw that it's owned by a Jew. So it's almost like the non-Jew doing in the Jew's house. Where the Asr Sham, where in Rishon Beis, we'll see there also that it's forbidden for a non-Jew to do even the permitted malacha in the house of a Jew. So these two concerns. How is that permitted over here? Says Mishbrim, come back mitir bezeh. Still, the permitted over here, which is very important to understand and context. Should say that because of a loss, the person is overwhelmed regarding his money. If they weren't permitted to him, he'd come to collect it himself. Now, here we're only talking about rabbinic issur. Rabbinic issur, rabbanon. We know that in the Gemara, many times we find rabbanon weren't geizer. So this is one of those situations where. Of course, the rabbis don't permit Issa Deraisa for a loss of money. But we're saying that since the Issa Derabbanan, the Rabbanan themselves said they're not going to be geizer in such situations because it could actually bring the owner to be over Issa Deraisa. But the Shema Yichta Piska, Kederach HaMechsim, says the Beis Yisrael. He might be writing receipts the way the tax collectors write, and then he's going to be over on Ksiva, which is Deraisa. So because of that, that's why they permitted, in this case, even though there's two concerns, to have the non-Jew collect the taxes for the Jew on Shabbos. Now, if he's a mashma coin, as it sounds like, says the Mishabur de Bemechash in Kleisman, let's say it's a tax that you don't write anything with it. Let's say there's certain types of taxes that they collect from the food. And they don't write receipts for the food. That's only by money taxes. So come out, says Mishabur, Asafel al-Day and Yehudi. Then you're right, it would be forbidden to have the non-Jew, the case of our Sif over here, collect the taxes on Shabbos, because it wouldn't come to biblical Issa, even if we wouldn't permit the Jewish tax collector to collect on Shabbos, and so he's going to come do it himself, it wouldn't be Issa Deraisa. So similarly then we wouldn't let Amir La'akam in that situation. But the Taz and Magram, they come out, the Philip Al-Efin said, no, even in such a situation, Sharina de Yehudi, we do permit through a non-Jew, Mishab Seda, because of loss. Which Hasharatin Islam and Beis says, the reason of the Taz is that even by Dirabanan, we're makel through a non-Jew because of loss, that we don't come to a more Isser Chamer of Dirabanan, which when he does it by himself, which is very important to understand, Amir al-Akim is Isser Dirabanan, and so are certain things that a Jew does on Shabbos is Dirabanan. When you do it yourself, it's always more Chamer. So therefore, they permitted Amir La'akim still then for you yourself to do it. That's how the Taz explains. The reason the Magen Avraham is, the reason why here it's permitted, is that even according to one that holds in Simit Shin Zayin Sefei and Sibyu Tes, that we don't permit a Shavuos to Shavuos, B'makom Seda, which is to tell a non-Jew, which is Rabbanan, to do with their Rabbanan, which in a situation of loss we would permit. Some hold that we don't, but in our situation, it's like Matzal Miyadai, it's like saving the money from the non-Jews, so that it's not going to get lost, his money, by a non-Jew. Then, in those cases, we're lenient. Be that as it may, says the Mishnah Berurah further, he says, me, however, but atzma us lekabel. But, so that the Taz and Magen Avraham come out that no, even such a situation we permit through a non-Jew, and therefore, yes, of course, the person himself is forbidden to receive the taxes, afa mecha shem in the machal, even taxes that are types of food, afilam lehuba mechuz l'tchum, even if it wasn't brought ma'av d'tchum, and there's no concern about that it was trapped or that it was attached, which would make it problematic because of mukta or whatever. The problem, however, is not to collect the taxes because of, it says in the Torah, it says in Tanakh, that you should hold back from finding your own objectives on Shabbos. Like we'll see in Simchat Shavuot, says Eli Rabba, which are where a lot of the more common types of Nishtav Shabbos Geret type of things are problematic, so therefore you're not to collect taxes because of Nitzah Chavtzicha. Now, Yehudi Shesocha Bishal HaMelech Menasar. Another similar case is a Jew that is hired to cook the salt from the governor. So Mutal LaHaskalei Poilim B'Kibaylitz, he's allowed to hire workers with Kablanis, with again the contractual agreement, that if he does a certain amount of salt, you know, I'll give him a certain amount of money. Now, even though the vessels and the wood which is used to heat up the salt are owned by a Jew, Shari'it permitted, as long as they don't bring the wood from the Jew's house, from his property on Shabbos, because even Kablon is, even having that the paying the guy for the job is not permitted. Elmkin Muslim Arab Shabbos, only if you gave over to them from before Shabbos. Come Masharitzalimtsalcha. Whatever you wanted to give them over for whatever it is that they needed to do. You team Arab Shabbos and he took it out of his domain from before Shabbos. However, there's no permission to hire a non-Jew for a week or for a month. However, because even though it's not just for Shabbos, but still the Jew is gaining from the work that he's doing. Says the Chai Adam, the only permission is through Kablanis. It's not just when you're not just hiring him just for Shabbos. It has to be like you do a certain amount, then you get paid. Joshar Tzin Islam Gimel says, this halacha is from the Magen Avraham name of the Marshal. He says, however, he was very short in his quoting of the Marshal. But according to Tzeis Shabbos and the Machzah Shekel, it's not permitted in this case only if he didn't specify that he's doing this for him on Shabbos. Because this case is not called, quote-unquote, a loss, like the case of the taxes that we had more of a head to, like he says, to look within the Mashal. It sounds like that the Magen Avraham deliberately changed when he was quoting, because he holds that it is similar to the case of Meches, and because there is a situation of loss. And according to him, it would seem l'chayra that even if you hire him for a month, it also would be permitted because of the situation of loss that we're lenient. And because min achrein holakim marshal says that if I quoted words of Chai Adam Ladina, even though it seems like the Prima Gavim disagrees on it. Sivkat lamed gimel. So we said that kablonis is permitted to have the non-Jew collect the taxes for you, which is that you say when you collect 100 dinar, then etin l'chokach v'kach, says Mishnah Berurah. That is, but it doesn't mention anything about Shabbos. It just says unspecifically, as you collect this amount, I give you this amount. But that's the case. It's not hard for the day. And there's also no, you're not getting any specific Shabbos profit. You already hired this, the rights from the government. The tax of the whole year. Shabbos included in the Prima Gavim. Therefore, there's no specific Schar Shabbos, and you're not hiring him for Shabbos. So therefore, that's why this case is permitted. The Bir Halacha and the Ramah Kulam Asr, that Ramah qualified this teaching and said that the whole machlokes we had in this by the Mechabed Sefei, what's if you hired an Adra to do a specific job throughout the year? But if you hired him, like we said, a live-in or whatever, to do all types of jobs, so then according to everyone, it's forbidden. So it says the Halacha, this studies, it says over there in the Ramah that it's from the Beis Yosef. So if you look at the Beis Yosef, you'll see that he's not so definitive on this. Actually, it's the opinion of Rabbi Moh himself, and that's how it's written in the Dogma of Abba. In the Divrei Maschil, that Rabbi says, look over there, and you'll see that according to everyone, it's going to be Aser. Says that's within Siv Vav over there. That if you hired someone for the year, you're not allowed to send him Erev Shabbos with a letter, because if it was considered as katzatz, as like set amount for the job, then even Erev Shabbos would be permitted, as writes within Sif Aleph. But says the Be'aloch, it's still not really so resolved, because if the Mechaber considers this thing to be loy katzatz, not like a set amount, then even Wednesday, Thursday should also be forbidden according to him in Sif Aleph. Look over there. Says Al-Karach, the Shulchan Aruch was not sure about this, and therefore he's inclined to be linyak upon him when it's not an Erev Shabbos. And he relies on the Shulchan Aruch over there, and the Chayim really point out this idea. There's this one dirshu, or two dirshus, dirshu number 27. This heter that we say over here of Beseda, because of loss, the Shartin and Simarish Memhei, he says, Nim the Taz, is only by a big business deal. With there, a person is Bala Mamayna. Now, if someone has big businesses and he wants to make a profit from his work on Shabbos, the Chuvash Levi writes, it's not including this heter, because it was not permitted only for a person that without this Amir La'akim, he would lose his money, and he would also be destitute, and he would lose his parnasa. And he adds on, it's Baduk Manusa, that someone looks for these heterim that they gave a Shabbos Kodesh, at the end he loses out. So even though there might be a heterim, it's not an ideal situation, and it's not so beneficial. And the last dirshu, dirshu 29, so regarding a restaurant where the Jews were already made a reservation from before Shabbos to eat over there on Shabbos. But since the restaurant is open, so you have non-Jews that come in to eat over there, and you have to feed them. So Chuvashi Gizmeisha writes, from the words of these Sharatzi, and it sounds like that from the reason that the Magen Avraham is the primary. And therefore, it's forbidden to hire a non-Jew to receive money from them. And it's also forbidden to have a non-Jewish manager that he should take profits from the percentage from what is being sold, because in such a situation you don't have the time of the Magen Avraham, because his money is not going to be submerged by the non-Jew if you don't sell to him on Shabbos. You don't have the heter like you have by the tax, and therefore it would be forbidden.